And good evening, everyone. The Eureka Police Department has identified a suspect in connection with a high-speed chase that ended with two wrecked cars on Monday. Eureka Police would like to speak with 29-year-old Arlen Brown, who was currently wanted on a felony warrant and who was currently on active parole. Police believe Brown has some information related to the incident on Monday when a CHP officer attempted to pull over a stolen Honda Civic on Highway 101 between Arcata and Eureka, but the driver decided to flee instead. The resulting chase at speeds in excess of 70 miles per hour on Eureka City streets came to an end when the driver of the stolen Honda smashed into a parked car on G Street, south of Hodgson. The driver then fled the scene, but investigators have found evidence, including a cell phone left in the car, that ties Brown to the scene. Anyone with information as to Brown's whereabouts is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. At last week's supervisors' meeting, the board spent more than 2 hours discussing the creation of a new Department of Planning and Building by splitting those duties from the Department of Economic Development. The board approved the split on the grounds that economic development had grown too large to be handled by one director and its staff. Kirk Gerard will now head up the Department of Economic Development and Natural Resources after the board voted 3-2 in a closed session on Tuesday, approving Gerard's new duties. Supervisors Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg were the two no votes in the process, and both argued that the appointment of a new department head should be done in the normal public hiring process. But Mark Lovelace, Jimmy Smith, and Cliff Clendenin disagreed, stating that the move was a department reorganization and that Gerard had been reassigned. The board will now look to hire a department head for the new Planning and Building Department, and the normal public hiring process will be followed. Lieutenant Steve Knight of the Sheriff's Department reported today that members of the Occupy movement, who have been protesting in front of the courthouse for several months, have now taken to using chalk messages on the sidewalk to get their, at times vulgar, message across. Knight said that foul language messages directed at city and county staff members, law enforcement personnel, and judges have been scrawled, erased by county employees, and rewritten. Tension between protesters and the city of Eureka and the county have risen since camping overnight on the property was banned and tents and camping equipment were removed by Eureka Police. Lieutenant Knight said that the Board of Supervisors, the CAO's office, the Sheriff's Department, and the city of Eureka have all been working to resolve any issues between authorities and protesters, but that the insults and the epithets do little to help. And the County Administrative Office is holding a series of public workshops to gather input for the upcoming fiscal year budget. The CAO's office will focus on revenues and expenses of the county budget, and county staff will give presentations which outline the Board of Supervisors' priorities and the budget outlook for the coming year. Public input at these forums is encouraged and desired, and staff will use public feedback as the budget work continues. Supervisors Mark Lovelace and Ryan Sundberg both commented last year when the CAO's office held similar meetings that not only did they gather input from the public, but that it also served as a tool in explaining how the board puts a budget together and allowed the public a chance to learn about that process. The next meeting is scheduled for next Wednesday in Redway, followed by a meeting on the 21st in Eureka and the 28th in McKinleyville. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Attorney General Kamala Harris's office announced today that three attorneys in the Folsom area have been arrested for taking thousands of dollars in upfront fees from homeowners looking for help in home loan service modifications and never performing the promised services. A federal program called Keep Your Home California does assist homeowners in reworking loans so that they can keep their houses. And it's important to note that all the services provided by the program is free. A new scam is piggybacking on the federal program and asking homeowners for a $900 upfront fee, making it difficult for victims to recognize the scam. Local CPA Bill McCauley commented on scams in general and the fact that consumers have to be aware because they can be sophisticated.
They're repeated and changed and they recast and come back out. And we're all aware of, if we get an email from Nigeria and somebody's trying to get money out of the country, hopefully at this point we've all learned that's a fraud scheme. But some of the other ones, that have a greater air of legitimacy surrounding them are more problematic.
The state attorney general's office has made homeowner and mortgage fraud one of its top priorities because nearly 30% of all underwater loans in the nation are here in California. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.